Quality WebQuest, Scaffolding Pre-Service Teachers WebQuest Construction. 100% of public schools in the United States are connected to the World Wide Web. As impressive as this statistic sounds, a closer examination reveals that most teachers use technology for trivial, routine tasks that simply mirror existing traditional methods. According to March, the most common educational use of the internet involves teacher-made WebQuests, which are intended to guide students' navigation of websites. Though the intention may be educational, teachers who create WebQuests often misunderstand or overlook the principles and function of true WebQuests. The authors Zhang, Stuckey, McCulloch, Minchana, and Stoddard state that many sites that claim to be WebQuests are not true WebQuests at all, but rather are little more than URL worksheets where students simply fill in the blanks with information they found either on the web or in a book. Unfortunately, URL worksheets fail to challenge learners to transform information into products that demonstrate in-depth understanding. Some researchers blame teacher education programs. They say teacher educators fail to train teachers in a meaningful use of technology that promotes significant student learning. It may be reasonable, then, to target WebQuests as a means for training teachers to use technology in a meaningful way that fosters significant student learning. This study addresses the problem of teachers' development of low-level WebQuests and attempts to offer scaffolds to teachers and pre-service teachers as they strive to create quality WebQuests. With these goals in mind, the project studied the influence of two models of instruction and the scaffolds found in each model. This paper reviews the attributes of a quality WebQuest, describes instructional scaffolds, and suggests a model-specific scaffold for the creation of good WebQuests. The study examined two models of instruction, Model C with a control group, Model E with an experimental group. Model C involved writing scaffolds in the form of instructor feedback and peer and self-evaluation. Model E included in-class scaffolds with a sample WebQuest to illustrate an exemplary product. Answers are sought for the following research questions. 1. Which model of instruction engendered the highest quality of prospective teachers' WebQuests? Instruction Model C with written feedback and peer and self-evaluation, or Instruction Model E with in-class scaffolds and an example of an exemplary product? 2. Which scaffolds hold the greatest potential for promoting pre-service teachers' development of quality WebQuests? Written feedback, peer evaluation, self-evaluation, in-class scaffolds, an example of an exemplary product? 3. How closely does the quality of participants' WebQuests match the quality of the participants' other course assignments? 4. Which suggestions of the prospective teacher's WebQuests are the strongest? Which sections are the weakest? See below for a description of the sections of a WebQuest. Literature review. Review of the literature begins with a discussion of WebQuests, how and why WebQuests originated, and the components of a WebQuest. To meet the function of a true WebQuest, this educational tool needs to challenge students to use and improve their critical thinking skills and engage in deep understanding. With this emphasis in mind, this review explores the literature on critical thinking and suggests how critical thinking can become a part of WebQuest construction. The final topic addressed is constructivism, as I agree with the contention that WebQuest should involve constructivist-based practices where students construct their own understanding in an environment that challenges them to analyze, compare, and classify information, and then to debate and collaborate with their peers in decision-making. WebQuests. One of the major reasons why Bernie Dodge and Tom March created WebQuests was to address the need for quality internet use. Quality use includes a structured format that leads to collaboration among students as they interact with, analyze, and synthesize research-based, subject-specific information from sites in good working order. Because WebQuests lists the sites to be explored, students spend their time using information as opposed to spending hours reading unrelated, unsupported, faulty, or weak information on sites learners find on their own. As a result, students are less distracted from the primary learning task. When developed with deep learning as the goal and critical thinking as the process, WebQuests facilitate students' construction and application of new and relevant knowledge. A quality WebQuest challenges students to investigate age-appropriate, real-life issues, a context often lacking in traditional lessons and textbooks. Researching real-world information, interacting with that information, and analyzing issues from various perspectives motivate students to get involved with issues that matter. Improving students' level of learning led to WebQuest becoming the most popular use of the web for educational purposes. WebQuest components and sections. As learners analyze, synthesize, evaluate, transform, and generalize information, the parts of a WebQuest work together to support a learner's thinking. According to Dodge, a WebQuest consists of six critical components. A synthesis of the literature leads to the following description for each component. For a closer match with this study, the author added a problem statement and points of view to the descriptions and bibliography section. How each section might appear in a WebQuest can be seen in the sample WebQuest Vancouver 2010. To compare the following description with one found online, see Brooks and Biles 2009. Introduction. Statement of a problem. The introduction sets the topic in an authentic environment. It motivates involvement, suggests possible viewpoints, and challenges learners to solve a real-world problem. 2. Task. The task presents the assignment in an interesting, accessible manner. It gives focus to the inquiry. To scaffold learners' gradual increase in self-reliance, the overall task is broken up into subtasks. 3. Process. The process includes the roles students will assume, the step-by-step procedure students will follow to complete the task, and the organizational framework for research synthesis, and final presentation of findings and decisions. This section describes students' roles, one for each member of three or four-person team. Each role assumes a different perspective on the problem. All students research common sites to build the same background knowledge. Next, students become experts from the perspective of their assumed roles. Finally, team members meet to collaborate, synthesize their findings. To lend support for higher-order thinking, the process gives checkpoints throughout, allowing for different degrees of consultation and coaching. 4. Resources. Resources are embedded in the process section, see above. Hyperlinks are given for the sites to explore to complete the task, informational sites, and multimodal resources. All team members explore a first set of links to gain common background knowledge. Subsequent sets of links are categorized by roles, and individuals explore only that set of links listed for that individual's role. Links enable each team member to gain both a unique perspective of the problem and possible solutions for the problem. 5. Evaluation. The evaluation section contains the criteria to be used by both the teacher and students to guide, support, and evaluate students' progress. 6. Conclusion. The conclusion brings closure, calling on students to reflect on what was learned and to discuss possible extensions and applications into other domains. 7. Bibliography. The bibliography contains all references for other WebQuests consulted, as well as the bibliographic information for other resources. 8. Teachers' pages. These pages can contain information on the standards addressed by the WebQuest, a lesson plan, suggestions, additional websites, prerequisites, materials, classroom management tips, and the like. WebQuest and cognitive theories of learning. When developed as intended, WebQuest challenged students to solve problems, think deeply, and better make sense of the world. To the cognitive theorists, to learn is to better understand the world and to change our intended behavior as a result of that understanding. WebQuest prompts students to build background knowledge and understanding of a situation, to formulate a response or solution to a problem, and then to actively address that problem using a real-world context. Anderson and Krathwohl, who revised Bloom's original taxonomy, categorized the cognitive domain into six levels: remember, understand, apply, analyze, evaluate, and create. Good WebQuests pose a problem and then lead students to consider various perspectives, ramifications, and solutions to that problem. In the process, a good WebQuest will challenge students to function in the highest levels of the cognitive domain. Students analyze the information on websites to determine which information is cogent to their study. They evaluate the strength, worth, and relevance of information to their own study, their own perspective. And 3, students work together to synthesize their findings and create a valid argument for addressing the problem. The criteria for WebQuest quality is closely aligned to at least two dimensions of critical thought: generating solutions to problems and developing one's perspective in a fair-minded way that explores, analyzes, and evaluates alternative beliefs, arguments, and points of view. To develop WebQuest with these dimensions requires pre-service teachers to think in these dimensions. Or as Chambers states, to teach for critical thinking, teachers need to engage in critical thinking themselves. WebQuest and constructivist learning design. To the constructivist, people construct their own understanding of the world, and they do so through experience and reflection. Constructivist learning design calls for the establishment of situations that 1. Arrange for student explanations, 2. Group students for collaborative engagement, 3. Are ripe with questions to keep students thinking, 4. Provide opportunities for students to reflect on and then exhibit their understanding, and to engage in authentic situations. According to Vygotsky, scaffolding helps the learner build depths of understanding. During their engagement in WebQuest, students are grouped for interaction, are called on to explain their findings and thought processes, are driven by a quest to find answers to questions, solutions to problems, and through it all, are scaffolded with particular sites to explore and with periodic checks to guide their progress. WebQuest requires students to reflect on many perspectives. After discussing and debating their findings, students come to conclusions based on solid evidence, and then they disseminate their findings and decisions to others. WebQuest learners become involved in authentic situations as they assume roles of adults, tackle problems adults attempt to solve, and in the use of resources adults use to solve problems. The products students create mirror the products adults create as advocates of change. As a result, learners view their learning as more relevant and more connected to life. Methodology. This study is an action research project, and as such, it aims at gathering relevant, practical knowledge that can be applied to the researcher's own classroom teaching. With the goal of improving my own teaching, I proposed 2 models of instruction, and I sought to determine the impact those models would have on pre-service teachers' WebQuest construction. I collected and analyzed data using qualitative methods, and I used content analysis to identify the levels of quality attained by participants' WebQuests. Setting and participants. This study, conducted in a Western New York university, spanned a 2-year or 4-semester period where I taught 12 sections of the same methods course. Each semester, I taught 1 section of the course to undergraduate students and 2 sections of the course to graduate students. The undergraduates were in the last semester of a 4-year concurrent program. The graduates were in the last semester of a 1-year master's program. Though the study spanned 2 years or 4 semesters, the study compares only the last year's WebQuests or the last 2 semesters. I labeled the fall semester participants the control group and the spring semester participants the experimental group. Of the 86 participants, 48% or an N of 41 were in the control group and 52% or an N of 45 were in the experimental group. The total of 28% or an N of 24 undergraduates consisted of an equal number, 50% or an N of 12, in both the control group and the experimental group. The total of 72% or an N of 62 master students were made up of 47% or an N of 29 in the control group and 53% an N of 33 in the experimental group. Each semester, graduate students were in 2 different classes. I labeled these subgroup A grads and subgroup B grads. Each semester, the subgroup A grads met Monday nights and the subgroup B grads met Wednesday nights. Each semester, the undergraduates met Tuesday mornings. The average age of the undergraduates was 23 years old, whereas the average age of the graduates was 32 years old. The average age of participants in the control group was 29 years old, was essentially the same as the average age of participants in the experimental group, 30 years old. To test for homogeneity between the control group and the experimental group, I compared participants' scores on other course assignments. Marks participants earned for other assignments completed in this methods course. I conducted an independent sample t-test and found no significant difference between the control group and the experimental group. This suggests that the 2 groups were evenly matched in this area as well. WebQuest assignment and instruction models. Instruction for both models. I used instruction model C with the control group and instruction model E with the experimental group. I introduced both groups to WebQuest in the same way. With both, I used an interactive mini lesson based on Dodge's model. To begin the introduction to WebQuest, I broke students into home groups of 4 students each. Each student in the home group chose one of the following roles. 1, technology expert. This role focused on the number of websites that all sites are up and running and that the sites have colorful pictures, animation, video, and sound bites. 2, scholar. This role was concerned that WebQuest involves students in high-level thinking such as analysis, synthesis, evaluation, and creative expression. 3, sociologist. This role cared about group work, collaborative engagement, discussion, and consensus. 4, business manager. This role narrowed in on the smooth functioning of a WebQuest, if the time spent is worth the benefit derived, and the organizational framework. After choosing their roles, home group members broke into specialty groups. A group of all technology experts, a group of scholars, group of sociologists, and a group of business managers. Specialty groups analyzed 5 different WebQuests from the perspective of their occupational role and the concerns of that role. For the WebQuests that participants analyzed, see Dodge 2009. Specialty groups discussed the features of each WebQuest according to that role's specific criteria for quality. They discussed, debated, and finally decided on how they would categorize the WebQuest from the best to the worst. Members of each specialty group then returned to their groups, their home groups. Home group members discussed and debated which WebQuests were the best and which were the worst and why. After much discussion, home groups reached a consensus and categorized the WebQuest from best to worst. Next, home groups listed their choices on the whiteboard and members from each group defended why they put the WebQuest in the position they did. Groups hammered out their reasons and, finally, a consensus was reached and one WebQuest emerged as the best and another as the worst. To conclude, I gave students the task of listing the attributes of a quality WebQuest. Groups recorded the attributes and then, going around the room, each attribute listed was verbalized. At this point, I passed out a copy of the WebQuest rating scale, see Appendix A, to each student, and we compared the criteria on the rating scale to the criteria they listed on the whiteboards. Throughout the process was deemed important. It was through the process that participants from both Model C and Model E learned the composition of WebQuest, and they began to understand the attributes of a quality WebQuest. Instruction for the Model C. After the above introduction to WebQuest, participants for the control group completed the following out-of-class activities. 1. Participants worked independently out of class to create a WebQuest. They had an open invitation to meet privately with the instructor, but primarily they worked on their own, using the sample WebQuests and the WebQuest rating scale as their guide. Each participant conducted a self-evaluation using the WebQuest rating scale. They made revisions to their WebQuest and sent a copy to the 3 peers assigned to work together. 3. Each participant received 3 peer evaluations using the WebQuest rating scale. I formed participants into groups of 4. Each group member emailed the other members of their group a copy of the WebQuest and the group members rated peers WebQuest using the WebQuest rating scale. 4. Prospective teachers made revisions to their WebQuest. A half hour of class time was dedicated to discussion and in-class questions and answers, especially over common problem areas. The participants revised their WebQuest. 5. Each participant completed and submitted a second self-evaluation using the WebQuest rating scale. Participants submitted rough drafts to the instructor and then received feedback from their instructor. I sent each participant a detailed, in-depth feedback for each section of their WebQuest. 7. Participants made final revisions and submitted their final WebQuests. Instruction for Model E. The next semester, I changed my instruction. Model E instruction grew out of my discontent with Model C instruction. I struggled with the lack of critical feedback participants received from their peers, and I struggled with my own cost in time and labor to give feedback on rough drafts. Participants' apparent need for such extensive feedback suggested that most lack sufficient knowledge to construct quality WebQuests without ongoing support. Model E emerged as an alternative model of instruction to give support to pre-service teachers while reducing the demands on the instructor. I weighed the benefits of the WebQuest assignment against existing in-class activities and determined that WebQuest creation was worthy of increased in-class focus. I replaced the Model C out-of-class activities with the following in-class activities. 1. Participants received an exemplar or prototype to benchmark top-level proficiency. The exemplar was much like the sample found in Appendix A. My expectations are a bit different than those found in any of the sample WebQuest participants analyzed during the introduction activity. The sample like that found in Appendix A is more in line with my expectations. I include this sample rather than my own that the reader might see the quality of WebQuest a pre-service teacher is capable of creating. 2. Participants worked on their WebQuest in class. I dedicated 2 additional in-class hours to WebQuest creation. The 2 hours were spread over 2 class periods. 3. As the instructor, I circulated to give prompts, ask questions to scaffold and guide, and give words of encouragement. I gave them the go-ahead or gave assistance as participants completed the following checkpoints. Introduction is a problem-based. Knows how to create a PowerPoint and how to hyperlink. Task relates to the problem posed in the introduction. Process describes student roles, included the function of each role in the real world, and gives a perspective for each role. Resources. Check that the first set of hyperlinks is conducive to building students' background knowledge of the topic. 4. Participants worked out of class to complete their final WebQuest. An analysis of participant WebQuest would reveal the differences between the WebQuest created under Instruction Model E and those created under Instruction Model C. Data collection and data analysis. Data were collected throughout the study in the form of observation reports, anecdotal records, final WebQuest submissions, and checks along the way, rough draft for Model C and 5 checkpoints for Model E. The primary data reported in this paper relates to the quality of the participants' final WebQuest. As is expounded below, to determine WebQuest quality, I began by identifying the criteria found in assessment tools developed by others. From these samples, I adopted the criteria they listed as important, added other criteria to further clarify my expectations, and developed what I considered a valid and reliable evaluation tool. The evaluation tool. I developed a WebQuest rating scale to guide participants' WebQuest construction and to measure WebQuest quality. To generate the rating scale, I perused and synthesized elements from others' WebQuest assessment rubrics. Bellofato and others' rubric includes descriptors for each section of WebQuest. For example, visual appeal, mechanical aspects, relevance and social importance, relationship to standards, clarity, assignment of roles, timeliness of links, and evaluation criteria. eMINT's National Center includes an emphasis on graphic elements, spelling and grammar, compelling questions, clarity of tasks and processes, group work, and quality of resources. I tested all criteria by evaluating 200 examples of WebQuest found on the internet, and then refined the rating scale to fit what I felt is critical for a quality WebQuest, retaining some criteria, rewording other criteria, and adding some criteria of my own. See Appendix B. I developed an additional assessment scheme, the WebQuest scoring rubric. The rubric served as an efficient, effective, holistic means to evaluate and describe ranges of performance. To compose the rubric, I took key criteria from the WebQuest rating scale. I used the WebQuest scoring rubric to assess each participant's WebQuest 5 times on 5 different occasions. To triangulate my data for improved qualitative research reliability, 2 other university professors who are knowledgeable about WebQuest quality conducted a separate review of participants' WebQuest. In the midst of their analysis, one of the outside markers requested samples for the first 3 sections of the rubric. In response, I compiled exemplars for various levels of proficiency for the subjective criteria, see Appendix C. The outside markers and I then completed separate analysis using the WebQuest scoring rubric and the accompanying exemplars. I found the differences between the 3 markers were insignificant, a p of 0.663, between groups analysis of variance. Though my mean scores for all sections of WebQuest were higher than either of the outside evaluators, the overall total and the categorization into levels of quality were close enough to render an insignificant difference among markers, thus establishing higher inter-rater reliability. Results. Through this research study, I sought answers to four questions. In this section, I address each of those four questions. Research question one. The following research questions set the parameters of the study. Which model of instruction engendered the highest quality of prospective teachers' WebQuest? Instruction model C with written feedback and peer and self-evaluation, or instruction model E with in-class scaffolds and exemplary product sample? To determine an answer to this question, I called on two outside markers to join me as I rated participants' WebQuest using the WebQuest scoring rubric. Working independently, we rated the WebQuest on their introduction, task, process, resources, and overall content. Compiling and comparing the data, I found that the control group WebQuests were of lower quality than the experimental group's WebQuests. See the graph in Figure 2. As Figure 2 suggests, both the control group and the experimental group show a very small difference between the three subgroups: subgroup A graduates, subgroup B graduates, and undergraduates. An analysis of the graphs found in Figure 2 showed a very small statistical difference between the three subgroups. In contrast, the difference between the control group and the experimental group as a whole was statistically significant. See Table 1. To determine the statistical variance between groups, I ran a statistical analysis, ANOVA. Table 1, control group and experimental group's WebQuest mean scores. Control group, N of 41, WebQuest mean 2.68. Experimental group, N of 45, WebQuest mean 3.44. The WebQuest mean for the control group was 2.68, 67%. While the WebQuest mean for the experimental group was 3.44, or 86%. This data suggests that WebQuests created by the experimental group and instruction model E are of higher quality than the WebQuests created the control group and the created by the control group and instruction model C. Research question 2. The second research question asks the following: which instructional scaffolds hold the greatest potential for promoting pre-service teachers' development of quality WebQuests? Written feedback, peer evaluation, self-evaluation, in-class scaffolds, a sample of an exemplary product. To determine which scaffold made the biggest difference in WebQuest quality, I began separating the variables for Model E. The first variable, in-class scaffolds, could be isolated into three categories based on participants' in-class attendance. Those absent both class periods received no in-class scaffolds. Those present one class period received a moderate amount of in-class scaffolds, and those present two class periods received all in-class scaffolds they sought. Attendance records show that two students were absent both periods of in-class instruction. 9 students received 1 hour of instruction, and 34 students were present the entire 2 hours. These numbers are too low and too different from one another to determine any significant correlation between WebQuest quality and time in class. Even so, when I look at WebQuest quality among subgroups, there was no significant difference between the mean qualities of the WebQuest. The worst WebQuest came from a participant who was absent both class periods, and one of the best WebQuests came from another student who was absent both class periods. The differences in quality between the WebQuests created after 1 hour of in-class time and 2 hours of class time were insignificant, though the data may not be reliable since I spent extra time the second hour with those participants who were absent the first hour to help them catch up. Since all prospective teachers in the experimental group received the prototype and all participants in the control group did not, this variable might be considered the variable responsible for the increase in WebQuest quality between Model C and E. Additional research into this variable needs to be conducted before any conclusive statements can be made concerning the effect of a prototype. To conclude, individual interventions resisted analysis, and so I could not determine which scaffold had the greatest effect on WebQuest quality. Consequently, for this study, the scaffolds will be considered in terms of sets of scaffolds rather than individual scaffolds. Research question 3. How closely does the quality of prospective teachers' WebQuest match the quality of participants' other course assignments? First, I tallied up the scores on other course assignments and found the difference in quality was minimal and insignificant between the two groups, a p of 0.309. For the control group, the mean for other course assignments was 92%, and the experimental group, the mean for other course assignments was 91%. These percentages suggest that other course assignment quality was essentially the same for both groups. Next, I compared the mean for the WebQuest assignment with the mean for other course assignments. I found the difference in assignments was significantly different. Then I compared the differences for each group. I found the control group showed a significantly larger difference between WebQuest quality and the quality of other course assignments. Though the experimental group also showed a large difference, that difference was not as profound as the difference for the control group. For the control group, the mean for the WebQuest was 67% and the mean for the other course assignments was 92%, a difference of 25%. Whereas for the experimental group, the mean for the WebQuest was 86% and the mean for the other course assignments was 91%, a difference of 5%. According to the means, the WebQuest quality for both groups of participants was lower than the level of quality achieved in other course assignments. However, WebQuests created by the experimental group were higher in quality than the control group WebQuests and closer to the quality of work participants produced in other course assignments. Research question 4. Which sections of prospective teachers' WebQuests are strongest? Which sections were the weakest? See Table 3 for a comparison of WebQuest mean quality between groups, control and experimental, and sections, introduction, task, processes, resources, and content. For both groups, the strongest section was the resource section. The weakest section was divided. For the control group, the weakest section was the process section. But for the experimental group, the introduction, task, and process were all close. Discussion and summary. The results of this study suggest that when this instructor chose between an instructional model with in-class scaffolds and exemplary product samples, Model E, and an instruction model with written feedback and peer self-evaluation, Model C, the instruction model with in-class scaffolds and exemplary product samples resulted in higher quality WebQuests. Though it evades statistical verification, anecdotal records suggest that the timing and the interactive nature of feedback given for Model C may have been a factor. That is, Model C participants received extensive written feedback, but that feedback was given near the end of the project and, except for 5 participants who came to my office for help, the submission of the rough draft was the first time I became aware of pre-service teachers' progress. In contrast, Model E participants developed WebQuest in the midst of a community with the availability of immediate verbal feedback. Model E gave me the opportunity to interact with participants, giving prompts, redirecting with questions, offering encouragement, answering queries, leading whole class mini-lessons, and facilitating discussions when participants dealt with similar problems or issues. In the place of written peer assessment, I encourage participants to ask for and give oral feedback to one another. When participants in the control group came to an impasse, I was unaware of their struggles. Whereas, when participants in the experimental group came to an impasse, I was available and peers were available to help struggling participants refocus. When the control group asked for a prototype, I resisted, and a few of the pre-service teachers expressed frustration in their uncertainty over expectations. I was reluctant to give prospective teachers a prototype that exemplified perfect completion of the assignment. I assumed such a model would rob pre-service teachers, especially those in a master's program, of high-level thinking and would, in a sense, be tantamount to doing students' work for them. By the time I developed Model E, I had reconsidered. I began to equate the do-it-on-your-own attitude to abandoning students who need direction. Rather than a mental crutch that thwarts participants' high-level thinking, I began to view prototypes as a means to clarify and specify expectations and help participants internalize key elements of exemplar quality. I am now convinced that giving a prototype makes expectations clear and that such a scaffold aligns teaching and learning. Or as Lo Ranz and colleagues advocate, teacher training is best when taught using strategies teachers would use as they instruct their own students. Some evidence suggests that scaffolds characterizing Model E may not be necessary for all pre-service teachers. Not all participants in the control group needed alternative scaffolds. 22% of the control group participants created very high-quality WebQuest, earning 95 to 100% without being exposed to additional scaffolds found in Model E. As well, a few participants in the experimental group reacted negatively to spending in-class time working on WebQuest. Though all prospective teachers but two expressed a positive attitude, two undergraduate participants stated that they would rather work on the assignment at home. One said working in class was distracting. Nonetheless, class time was used effectively, and the effort devoted to in-class scaffolding of participants' progress may have been a factor in meaningful use of technology. Continuing research is needed to determine if this supposition is well-founded. Analysis of anecdotal records indicate participants needed scaffolds the most in four areas. A. Determining a real-life problem-solving situation. B. Becoming aware of alternative perspectives for a problem. C. Determining roles. And D. Working with PowerPoint and hyperlinks. The first two struggles were most frequently resolved by suggesting participants conduct further research to gain a better understanding of their topic. The third struggle was best resolved by using prompts to get participants brainstorming possible occupations and/or persons involved or interested in the problem. Close to one-fourth of the pre-service teachers needed to help with the PowerPoint, and more than one-third requested assistance inserting hyperlinks. Knowledgeable peers helped the most with this fourth struggle. The WebQuest rating scale provided valuable criteria for separating the assignment into straightforward, manageable components, though I plan to revise the rating scale to better emphasize the need for alternative perspectives. The WebQuest scoring rubric was valuable in many ways. In its economy, its attention to the authenticity of problem-based learning and support for alternative perspectives. Next time I teach the course, I plan to give pre-service teachers a copy of this rubric along with exemplars for the rubric. I plan to continue my research on this topic this coming year. In that study, I will separate the various scaffolds and provide a forum for participants to articulate which scaffolds they found most beneficial. Concluding remarks. We teachers must analyze our present practices to seek ways to improve instruction. In this age of technology, it is essential that educational use of technology is meaningful and is used to promote significant student learning. Just as I have learned and have been inspired by other instructors' research findings, I hope the sharing of my research will touch the palate of other teacher educators. May they too investigate the ways that scaffold pre-service teachers' significant uses of technology. As well, I hope this article will inspire teachers, both pre-service and in-service, to view the internet as an impetus for high-level critical thinking, especially in the creation of dynamic, real-world, problem-solving WebQuests.